So?
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio, on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network. Our caller number is 515-602-9657. We're going to change format because tonight we got a very special guest, and I'm going to introduce her in a second. Let me first introduce my caller, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am awesome. Cold. The Packers
yep,
are winning.
It's cold.
Can you believe the Packers are winning? What an upset.
Yeah, that's what our offense is doing. But anyway, we're going to change subjects and change the type of show. And we're going to go into kind of a medical field and somewhat, but not traditional, but holistic. We got a special guest, Scarlett knows her for many years. Her name is Deborah Soule. She is the master holistic practitioner. And let me introduce her. How are you doing, Deborah?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Deborah, can you tell our listeners a little bit about you and what you mean by being a master holistic practitioner?
Okay, so as an intuitive master holistic practitioner, I bring a unique blend of expertise and passion to my clients. I have a proven track record. I've done this for over 20 years and have helped hundreds heal from the inside out. I go down deep into their energy field. I actually can read. There are four different sections to your energy field, physical, mental, emotional, and karmic, and I can actually feel through those energy fields and clear them. Which means that I can get to the root of all the issues without any pain whatsoever, without telling your story. And while doing that, it gets you to your mission into this life, and it's all done with ease. there, you know, there's no pain. It's not like it's, you know, you have to have pain or gain to make it better or anything like that. It's just done, it can be done virtually or in person. And I am guided by my angelic realm. I've been doing that, like I said, for over 20 years. I was also a caseworker for 17 years, so I bring in my social work skills along with essential oils and crystals. And I actually wrote a book telling who I am, and it also includes all about oils, crystals, energies, and my story. I'm also a certified medium, aromatherapist, master energy healer, wedding officiant, and a creative realtor where I go in and I clear homes to sell them faster. I know that was a mouthful.
Yeah, that's
like
a lot. That is a lot. You know, you're all over. So you're basically into everything in some way, but When you Scarlet, can you read Scarlet's mom or what's going on with her from where you at?
I could, yes. I could psychically, like right now. Can I share Scarlet? I wouldn't say anything without asking you first if I can say what I'm feeling.
Yeah, go ahead. For me, anyway. But Scarlet, it's up to you.
Okay, so I'm feeling like this is definitely going on in your stomach right now, in your solar plexus. That's where your stomach is. So if I would like to, so this is like really interesting because some people come in and they'll say to me, oh, my shoulders hurt or my neck hurts, and I'll feel it and I'll know it's all mental. And because of that mental issue that they're having, like let's say it's the shoulders. Your shoulders are where you hold your shoulds. What should I do? What shouldn't I do? So a lot of times people are stuck in that space and it impacts on their shoulders. So I'll just like say, okay, what's going on? And whatever it is, so long as you're on your journey, you know what it is. You don't have to be specific, but this is what's causing the issue. And I'll just like pull out that worrisome and then it's going to take all that tension out of your shoulders. So for you right now, it's in your stomach. And your stomach is where you hold your power. And it's almost like a bouncing, I call it a rubber band, where you take like one step forward and like maybe a step backwards and then a step forwards and a step backwards. And it's all because it's like something emotional. And I don't need to know. We don't need to know. Nobody needs to know why. Sometimes you don't even know yourself why. And that's another thing I learned also. Like I always thought I needed to know why. No, you just need to like say, okay, and sometimes if it's a karmic lesson, you're going to say thank you for the karmic lesson and let it go, no matter how miserable it is. But you just thank it for the karmic lesson and let it go. But for you right now, it's like your stomach, and it's like this bouncing rope almost like this, just going back and forth. And there's a couple of things going on there, and I can actually pull it out. And you may not have stomach pains, you may, but there's something definitely brewing in there. So if you want, I can pull it out right now for you.
Pull it out.
Okay. I'm just curious. And it may, do you ever have anything going on with your stomach area?
Except for weight? No.
Okay. Weight can be like pulling down on you, but it's not, it's
I mean,
not like
I have
a weight
an issue thing. With my knee. I have an issue with my right leg. It's
your right leg.
It needs to be operated on. Yeah. And
okay.
I'm working
yeah, I'm definitely feeling that. But okay, so believe it or not, that right leg is causing your power in your stomach because it's
okay.
Stopping you from moving and doing a lot of things.
It is. You're right.
Yeah.
She,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. She used to go on and get around and do things, and she hasn't been able to do as much as she wants to.
See, it's stopping your power.
It is. Well, stopping
there you go. But that's just one issue of it. There's other things going on, you know, and we'll talk later. But, I can definitely help with the easing of that knee. Yeah, there's a lot going on there also. I'm getting that surgery. Is the only option, though? Like, I'm getting that they made. What about, like, I don't know if you tried the gels. Like, they're showing me needles going in.
No.
She does. You
okay.
Got the wrong girl there. She does not like needles.
I don't do needles. I don't like
that. Okay,
like
but it may be better than getting surgery. It's an option. It's just an option. Oh, I can work on it and see what we can do for it. Okay, but that's definitely going to take like a more than an hour. And, and
no, we
I
don't have that.
I will definitely gladly work on your issues. Definitely.
Okay.
But, so that's something.
Okay.
And I could, obviously I could do this over the phone, and I do work with a lot of people over the phone, especially since COVID, because it, you get this thing, it doesn't matter where I am. I feel the energy, if that makes any sense whatsoever. And you know what?
Makes sense.
Initially, when I first heard it, I'm like, nah, this can't be. But I physically got sick and went to somebody who helped me, and that's how I got into this whole thing. Because, you know, a lot of people don't believe in this, and I think until you really need it or until it helps you, a lot of people just will, like, poo-poo, and say, oh, you're crazy and stuff. But you know what? It really helps. But you have to believe in it for it to help you.
Okay.
If you're going to block it, it's not going to help you. But when you do believe in it.
Now, first, full disclosure is that I actually been part of it in the way, indirectly, because my ex was involved with the crystals and stuff. And then I worked, and in fact, Scarlet knows, I worked with a guy whose wife was into that. Patrick's wife used into that stuff, and he and she knows about crystal stuff. But my ex, Joan, was big time into crystals and stuff and all that type of things, and holistic, and a couple other people I knew was involved with that. So I kind of believe in a sense, because I've seen it work. And if you read into me, I don't know if you read into me, but there was a lot of things going on there. You could read into it, see what I got going.
I'm feeling a couple of things going on with you also.
Okay. So,
your throat center, which also could be like your throat center, your lungs, your throat.
Okay.
I'm feeling
well,
some
I use
stuff.
That. Yeah, I use that all the time because I speak a lot, not just the radio show, but my job. So I use my throat and all that stuff a lot, voice.
I
have a cold.
I'm feeling that. So we could release that right now if you want.
Go ahead.
Well, we can talk. Okay. Okay, take a deep breath out.
Okay.
I want you to actually say, I don't want this.
I don't want this.
I don't need this.
I don't need this.
I demand you to leave right here, right now.
I demand you to leave right now, right now.
Right now.
I want you to leave right now, right here, right now.
I want you to delete this. That's good. Right here, right now, in this moment.
Right here and right now at this moment.
And take a deep breath out. Okay, breathe in. Okay, and to me it feels a little bit clearer. Do you feel any difference?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit clearer. Mhm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's a lot going on with you also, and it's just not your throat. I feel like a lot of your chakras are just out of, they're not in alignment. So you need to get your chakras aligned.
Okay.
And I would love to do that for you as well.
Okay. I do know we'll talk about doctors have me with diabetes and all kinds of medicine, and I think it's a change in my body over a period of time. I'm not feeling the same, and Scully can tell you that.
Okay, so again, I think the medication is impacting on your, not your thyroid, but something in your throat area also. It could be. It could. There's something that's impacting it. Yeah, it could be that as well. But we can work on all of that also. Like, all of that is stuff that is totally workable through oils and crystals and through the angelic world and messages and, you know, all of that stuff. All of it is workable.
Yeah, we actually have a caller on the line now. I'm trying to tell him before we pull on the star political call this time. This is all about medication and stuff and holistic stuff. So I want to put him on if he's we'll see what he wants to say. Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Joe Glenner. This is Mark Everly speaking. Yeah, we're talking about medication. Okay. Well, we got a big crisis over here with people with diabetes, heart disease. We got 5 inches of ice, and in my community, I have 300 senior citizens, all in their 80s. They got type 2 diabetes, heart disease. They have they have had heart attacks. They have had strokes. It's
Mark,
very scary. 5 inches of ice that we got right here in Oregon.
Okay.
3 million people out of power right now.
Okay,
oh,
Mark,
wow. Okay,
Mark,
so you know what? Give me the name of the area, because what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to put them
it's
in like
Oregon.
A healing
room. I'm talking about the whole entire state of Oregon, 3 million people out of power. That's including Portland, Eugene, Cottage Grove, Corvallis.
Lebanon. Since when?
Since last night.
There's a lot of
major
storms coming through, that's why.
And
we are
Washington
definitely
going to
send out
Washington State.
Definitely going to send out
healing. Okay. I cut them off at the moment because, so you can talk. Go ahead.
So when something like that happens, you can just do like a group healing. And we do like group healings a lot. So you're not specifying like one particular person, although sometimes it can aim at a person while you're doing it. But it's like, you know, you can just do like for the people of the state of Aragon, or, you know, that are having this horrible thing going on, you know, and you're just sending beautiful, loving, healing, like purple light, which is a healing light to them, and golden sun and, you know, different things. And, you know, we pray to our angels to guide us and direct us and protect them and surround them in a bubble of light and love. And then we urge them to get the power back on.
Wow.
You know, we know people that have been there miracles and medicines and stuff. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. I have a friend they didn't know if she was going to live or die. She was staying make a wish young person. She had seizures going up when she was born, or about the time she was born, all the way going on, and they didn't know if she was going to live. She ended up being a make a wish girl. At the age of 15, her seizure stopped, and she's been seizure free ever since. In fact, she's actually running races and stuff. She did 10K today and came in second overall, not just female, but overall. And she's been doing pretty good.
Did she work with anybody to help her holistically?
She does, I don't know about that, but she does a lot of exercise. And the question would be, she goes to the gym, she exercises, she does running, she does a lot of other stuff, and she follows her dream. Is that changing the realm of the aura of the person that's doing it?
Okay, so you know how they say you can do a vision board and manifest your dreams and manifest your health?
Right.
Absolutely. Attitude is everything. Attitude is everything. So if she was manifesting it and saying, okay, I'm getting, like I told you, you know, like she could have been saying, I don't want these seizures. I don't want these seizures. Leave here. I demand you to leave. Yeah, eventually it's going to happen. I do believe in manifestation and intentions and all of that. Absolutely, yes.
You know, and she's like that she actually, she's now 32 years old. So she's really doing great. and then I have another person that I know, whose son is about 14 months old, that's getting seizures every so often. So temperatures go up, see, he gets seizures. They don't know what it is. She's going to see a specialist in February. They got a doctor's appointment for that. And we don't know what it is. Is there any way you, as an individual, holistic, is there anything we could do on that end for a one-year-old?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I've worked with infants and NICUs and helped them. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if you're 90 or if you're a pound in the NICU. A lot of times you can be helped. But like I said, everybody's got a blueprint also where they come in and they know how long they're going to live and what they're going to be doing. And when your time is up, your time is up. And sometimes there is nothing that you can do to help. But if there is something that can be done, I believe it can be done holistically as well. And I never say don't ever go to a medical doctor, but, you know, of course go to a medical doctor, but do this as well.
There is now a lot of people that go into holistic medicine, the GEMS and everything else. In fact, there is a famous person that actually, a comedian, that found out he had cancer. And he did everything he could to try and get it better. And just before the end, he went to holistic medicines and GEMS and everything to try and heal it. He went to South of America to get the help. And he died anyway. And that was Andy Kaufman, if you remember that story.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So typically in South America, you have the shaman work. And, you know, I'm not saying anything negative. It's not what I do, though. I do not do shamanism, although I love trees. I hug trees. I believe in nature and all that. Their whole thing is herbs and nature. But I think that if if you're going to look just in one area, I think you need to look in a lot of different areas. Like, let's say I only worked with oils, and then somebody else works with crystals. Like, I feel like you have to, and somebody else works with herbs. I think it's like a buffet where you have to go to all different people to try to help, especially if it's something that's really in the last stages, because you just need to throw everything in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and everybody does a different form. You know, like there are Reiki masters. What I do is called healing with the angels, integrated energy therapy, and I feel like that is a Reiki on steroids. But I would never say that. You know, there are great Reiki masters out there, and there are great shamans out there, and, you know, everybody, like I said, everybody does their own thing, and you know, especially like in something like this in Oregon. Every single healing person, I mean, I was just busy all day, but every single healing person should be sending out their love and energy and healing light and everything else to Oregon. And, yeah, I think it could make a difference.
Everybody has a different type of aura around them and a different type of things going that makes, you know, got two people that are like 85 or 90 years old. And one is energetic, could do a lot of different things. And then another one is near death breath. And you don't know, and they both have similar builds and everything. What makes the difference between the two?
Again, everybody comes into this world with an agreement, with a blueprint, it's called. And, you know, you say, I'm going to do this and this. And what happens is that you get into the drama of life and you forget what your blueprint is. So when I heal a person, I get them back into their blueprint. But their blueprint is also, okay, I'm going to live till I'm 70. I'm going to live till I'm 90. Or, you know, I'm going to live till I'm 50. So, again, when a person makes that arrangement, sometimes there's nothing you can do to heal that person.
Let's say
a person is 30 and they made an arrangement for, let's say, while they're 70. Yeah, you can help that person.
Okay. You said you have a book out?
Mm-hmm. It's called Healing Healing by Soul, A Journey to Joy. It's on Amazon. And it actually tells you about all the different angels and numbers and oils and crystals and, you know, how to work them, what they do. And it tells you my story and about some clients and everything. There's one story in there about a client who came in. She was depressed. And so I was working on her, and she also was deaf. And one day, I just got like, she is not really deaf. She just didn't want to hear. And I actually pulled out the hearing aid, and I said something to her, and she heard me.
Okay.
Like, I was clearing up all that negative energy that she didn't want to deal with anymore, and she actually began to hear. She actually began to hear, but she didn't come to me for that purpose, and I'll never forget this. And then, like, 2 weeks later, she goes, I can't hear again. She chose not to hear again. She didn't want to hear everything that was going around her, but she really could have heard. I thought that was the most interesting story.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, that's sad to have that miracle happen.
Mm-hmm.
And to not
and
want
she
it.
Didn't want it. She did not
right.
want it. She didn't
right.
want to
that's
know.
Poor COVID still.
But she closed her ears. She closed her
ears. You could still hear and choose to say, well, this is not my type of environment, you know?
Right.
And,
or
move
I
to a more positive environment.
Shut the door and go down a different road. But she
right.
just said, no, I don't want to hear this. And, you know, it was like, wow. So, you know, everybody's got their own story and their own path.
That's an interesting path. Wow. Yep. I love hearing. So did you know sign language? How were you able to communicate with her? Because she wore her hearing aid. She heard
she
you.
She wore her hearing aid. Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
So how did you communicate with her?
No, she, you know, she had her hearing aids and so she could hear me, but I think she shut them off a lot. And then when I pulled it out, she still heard me.
She,
I was like,
she
you
read,
can hear.
She read lips? She reads lips,
No, when I pulled it out, she heard me without the hearing aid. That's how I knew she heard
wow.
me.
Wow. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks later, you're not hearing again? Okay, you're choosing not to hear. And everything is a choice. Everything is a choice.
Yes. I agree with you. Everything in life is a choice. It's
right.
Not,
and
it's not
choice
anywhere you're born.
You know, I've been through a lot in my life, and I know you've been up through a lot, Gail, also. But I've been through a lot,
yeah.
And it's like, okay, like I would say, why would... Why would I choose that, or why am I going through this? And it's like, it's just like the karmic lesson that I needed to learn, and I close that door. After I learn it, I thank it for the lessons, so my soul
right.
is developing more,
yes.
and then I move on.
You move on. Can't always get what you want, but you can make a decision how it affects your life.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes. Yes. And
it.
You can open up 1,000 doors, and until you
right.
get to that right door, everything is
right.
a lesson, and you think it, and then you go
right.
to that right door, and then it's
but
like, oh, my God,
everything
is opening.
You go try, because you should be hungry in life and go open up every door to find what works for you. Because you have to try.
Absolutely.
Because if
absolutely.
You don't, you're not going to see all the
fabulous. You know what? The more doors that you go through, the more karmic lessons that
yes.
you're learning, and we're
right.
all here to learn
exactly.
karmic lessons. So it's a
right.
good thing. Even though you may suffer through
right.
it, it's a good learning experience.
I think so. You know? Well, I'm 63. I was just telling Joseph, I know you 49 years. So
a long time. A long time. Almost 50 years. Wow.
But you know,
wow.
you got it. You know, just like you do. You move forward. You met a nice looking gentleman. I saw. You know, and
yes,
you
I did. Yeah, and you know, but it's not about
for
you. It's real.
You
know what? This is the nicest man I've ever been with. I've been, you know, not that I've been with 1,000 men, but I've been with quite a few men, and this is the nicest. He has his soul is unbelievable.
Is he?
Yeah, so, really. Mm-hmm.
So do you see him being a significant other?
Well, we're going on a cruise for 10 days, so if we do that, yeah. If you spend 10 days together in a little cabin.
Really? Yeah, enjoy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Did you see that new
cruise
ship that
came
out?
But you know what? I have also, this is a funny story. I have this picture on my wall for a long time, and it was like this beautiful, like old-fashioned picture with a man swinging this girl on a swing, like an old-fashioned swing by an old-fashioned house. And yeah. My boyfriend before that, I said, I manifested. That's how I manifest my men, because the look on this guy's face, oh, my God, I love him so much. And you know what? This guy, my last boyfriend, I can never look at that picture again. He goes swing. I'm being open here, but, oh, you can see her nipple through the picture. And I'm like, what? What? I'm looking at this picture for years, and this is what you see.
Well,
you know what? That's like everybody sees the picture differently also. I thought that was so insane. But I do believe in manifesting. I wanted that, like, unbelievable love. And then, like, I'm saying, okay, so maybe that's why I didn't get the right thing, because I'm looking at the wrong picture. But isn't that crazy?
It is. So
now I draw my own things. I don't rely on other people's things or things. I stick figure my own things. And that's a good thing for also manifesting and what you want. Put it in your own writing with your own pictures, not magazines or anything like that. Your own thoughts, your own soul. Put your heart into it.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. Because at this point, juncture in my life, I want to go in a new direction in business, because you know I'm an artist. I'm a graphic designer. And I want to. I do magazines at present, and I want to go in a new direction in business. And so I'm re-gearing my website and designing different things. And so when it goes live, I'll send you a link. So
okay, great.
And so, yeah.
But you can manifest that also. You can manifest it on exactly what you want, when you want it. You can actually put it on like a little board and say, okay, and you can actually thank it for it happening before it really happens, because that makes it go it go fast as well.
I think so.
So thank you for this new direction of, you know, getting me my graphic design perfect position, but be very specific. And also when you're like talking to the angels or your guides or whatever, I talk to mine every morning, and like you have to have a specific intention, because angels are always with you, but they're not going to know what you want to do unless you're purely very specific about it.
Oh, I'm specific about it.
Okay, but a lot of people aren't. So the more specific you are, and always is gratitude. You always have to have that gratitude.
I'm humble.
She's target with the graphic, the website, and everything else she's working on, and that's very important to her. And she's been that way for a long time.
I think I finally have found my muse. I'm musing, and I'm going where I want to go. I found what I want. I've gone through a lot of different type of businesses, you know, engaging and designing and looking and doing, but I found what I want, and I want
good for
it.
You.
I do.
Okay,
you know?
So again, every day, thank it for appearing and for being there with you, and just keep surging. Keep surging.
Thank you.
Don't let any doors go unlocked. Just keep going through those doors.
Good. Do you do this with your whole family, this whole holistic thing?
Okay, you know my family for 50 years. What do you think?
Nah.
That's why I say you have to believe in it. So I have a cousin who does believe in it, but the rest of my family, my daughter, like when the kids are really sick, she'll go, okay, please heal them. But, you know, she's like half-heartedly about it. But my brother and my sister.
Look good. Karen and all of them, they look great. They look beautiful.
Actually, Gail's son believes in it.
Does he?
My sister's
son. He's magical. Wow. I want him to go to Broadway. Somebody needs to give him
$1 million.
Me too.
Yeah, that's my dream for him. Yes.
He'd win a Tony. He would be the toast of Broadway.
He is very talented.
He needs it.
I used to have connections in there. I don't know if I have to look back and see if it's still around.
We need to clean up New York. Sorry, Debbie. New York's a little frantic. I guess you caught. I'm sorry. I'm not sure. What did you think about what they did to James Madison High School about the students? Did you catch that?
Oh, I caught that.
What did you think of that?
You know what? It's a horrible situation on every end. You know, for them to take the students out of the school, that's horrible. But for them to be a flip in a field where it's not a good, conducive place either, that's not good either. So it's like there's a no-win situation for anybody there. But for what they do,
there is a way of just stopping all this. And that's
close the border. Of course.
Okay. And let Texas do what they're doing.
If we have idiots in Congress, they're idiots. I don't care what side of the party they are. I think they're idiots.
You know what? They all need healing. All the world politicians and all these people in Congress and everybody, they all need healing, total healing. They've all lost it. Everybody's lost it.
They need to be honest. They don't have integrity. Care about what they an oath that they took. They're disgusting. They're black. Yeah.
What they did though was just terrible. But the whole thing is terrible. Yeah. Why? Like for them to allow them in and then not have a place for them, and then it's coming off of our tax dollars, and then we have homeless to begin with. It's the whole thing is ridiculous.
They actually kicked out veterans, the disabled veterans, and they kicked them out to put the illegals in.
Where?
In Brooklyn and in Staten Island and in Manhattan.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And it's not just there. It's Chicago.
New York, Chicago, like all, you know, all these very liberal states.
That's not the point. The point is you can belong to a party but actually live life and less government. You can just live life. Leave me alone. Go away. Close the borders. You know?
How much is a gallon of gas
in Brooklyn?
Three and change.
That's not bad.
That's not too bad. That's not bad.
Not
somewhere
too
it's
too
just
bad
a five
right
or $6. But
really?
It's going to go up.
I think it's like
When you live, you have a boiler. Your energy bill must be insane.
It is.
Mine is.
Yes.
Mine, I rent. I live in a two-bedroom. And my electric bill was almost at $200.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we have an asshole governor. We have an asshole governor. You know, he was a liar, cheating, and fraud. And so, you know, I don't mince on words about people. And he gave FPL, that's Florida Power and Light, let them have a 20% increase. He's allowing landlords run like fucking nut jobs and charging sky high rents. It's really insane, you know. So, well, let's get back to
everything. Everything is like sky high, and everything is ridiculously priced, and people are struggling all over. It's very difficult.
It's difficult when you look at a whole chicken and it's $20.
When you pick up a cream cheese and it's $7. I did that and I put it down.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
One cream cheese or two?
One.
Holy shit. I get
$7. I'm like, what?
I know.
No, we'll put it down.
How much is eggs?
Eggs was up to like $7. Now they're down. I get them for $3 at a store around the corner from me. So that's like a bargain.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
pretty
that's
good. So it's between $4 and $8, depending on what type.
So,
Everything is just ridiculous. Everything.
It's the real estate market in Brooklyn. Is it good?
Oh, terrible also, terrible. People aren't budging and bringing the houses down. And even though the interest rates, you know, did come down a little, people are still not buying and not bargaining. Everybody's, like, stuck in what they want to do. So it's very hard right now.
Yeah, they're waiting until after the election.
Is rent very expensive?
Very expensive. Two bedrooms right now are, like, $3,000. Oh, shit. Or more.
That's right. What we pay is not bad considering what's around the country and even down here.
Yeah,
so
three bedrooms. I just looked at one for somebody. 3,000. One bedrooms are depends.
What?
2,000. A little bit less, maybe. I mean, it depends on the areas that you're going into, but Brooklyn became Manhattan as far as, like, real estate prices. Very
That's
expensive.
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's insane. So.
Yeah, I remember paying $500 a month for a one bedroom in Brooklyn.
Maybe you could get a bathroom for $500.
Yes.
You can live in the bathroom for $500. That's it. There's nothing
studio,
for $500 here.
A studio down here is $1,000.
They advertise for sharing an apartment, and sometimes sharing the apartment for one bedroom. To share the apartment with like two or three people is like $1,100.
Wow.
What do we do? Stack the beds? God.
I have an orgy.
You know, it's a date, but things will change. Got to have faith and hope and hold the line and be strong and work many jobs and make a lot of money.
What do you call a guy that travels in a very heavy snowstorm with temperatures like 11 to 12 degrees below zero, goes out to the store to a pizza place, buys a couple dozen pizza pies, and hand delivers it to the fire department in Iowa. What do you call that guy?
An angel.
Well, that's what Trump did today. That's what he did.
Wow. I don't
You're
know.
You're kidding. He really wants those votes.
Yeah, he actually was. It's not the first time he's done that. He used to go and buy, even before he was running for office when we had 9/11, he was out down there and he bought the rescuers and all those people, McDonald's and other stuff in there. So
oh
they
no, you know what?
Joint.
It's very nice that he brought it to the fire department. But why didn't he bring it to like people that were stuck in their homes?
He usually does. He was down in East Palestine in Ohio when they had that derailment, and he was down there. And he actually was there delivering food and supplies, and to all the people that were stuck in the homes and stuff like that. Like 3 days after that happened, and he's done that in other places too, with hurricanes and other disasters around. So that's what he does, actually. And if you know him back in the day,
That's pretty funny.
So he's actually done a lot.
Deb, do you have family? Do you have family in Israel?
So I have cousins that are married to Israelis, and their families have been shaken by this whole thing. They've lost family, they've lost friends, they've lost relatives. It's been disgusting. It is 100 days today that the hostages are still being held. But we're the massacres.
Right.
Israel are the massacres.
You know,
right.
And the shit that's going on in this country, they feel bad that we're killing the Muslim terrorists.
You know what? If they were using them as human shields, then this wouldn't be.
Well, they went into that festival and killed people, okay? They started, and they started with the wrong people. Because, let me tell you something, we don't take that shit.
Yeah. Well, there was an incident today in Texas where there was a thing going on with Governor Abbott in Texas, and he had some kind of a meeting or something with a bunch of people, and a couple of people started with the Palestine stuff, and you don't fool around with Texans. What they did was the people in the audience grabbed those people, took them out, and kicked them out, and got them away. And they didn't stop. And so, you got to stop. You got to stand up and be counted. When they're closing three bridges, tunnels and bridges like they did in New York, and the police got to arrest them. If they resist, you got to get rid of them. These are terrorists. These are not even civilians. These are terrorists paid for by George Soros and others, and they need to be stopped. They tried to break into the White House the last two nights.
What Trump is being accused of right now.
That's insurrection. Those are the real insurrections.
Right, that's not insurrection, right? That's not, right. Everything is like two-faced. This whole world is so two-faced. This whole world needs healing. Us healers have a big job ahead of us.
That's what I started off with earlier.
And have respect.
We actually know people. We know people in Israel.
Rabbi in Israel.
Yeah. So it's a very big thing there. So we get up-to-date stuff, and I'm involved with the IDF, or the Israeli Defense Forces. I guess means everything.
Well, oh, my God, do you want to hear a crazy story? Do you want to hear a crazy story? I have a friend. His son-in-law was in the Army, and he got sick. He got a stomach bug, and he was home for a few days. While he was home, his whole division got ambushed.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Wow.
Where in Iraq
talk
or Afghanistan?
Talk about fate.
That's fate. Wow. Yeah. Oh. I don't really like war. I don't like it. Okay? The stuff
nobody likes
in this country is being instigated by people in this country.
It's about money.
It's about money and power. And it's being
You know what's so amazing also? There are so many other different wars going on that we don't even hear about anymore. We barely hear about Ukraine. But there's a war going on in Ecuador. There's a war going on in Mexico. Yeah. A civil war going on in Mexico. And we don't hear about this stuff. I just happen to know people.
All over the world.
The Mexican war is
And you know what? Nothing. I do get messages, and I got messages. Buckle up, because next month is going to be, next month.
Do you think we're going to be attacked here by the Houthis or Hamas or Hezbollah? Seriously.
Yes, I think
it's happening. We're starting with Yemen. They want it. They want something to happen here. They're egging it on and to hurt us. So
the FBI and the CIA are, have been saying, watch out, watch out, watch out. So if they're
but you got to also remember they're also deep state, and they were looking for that for years. We were peaceful years ago.
You know why I believe they're egging this on and wanting it to happen? Because that man wants to pull martial law on us.
Biden?
He wants to stay in power. That's what this is.
They don't want Trump. They want Obama wants to stay in power.
Okay, so you know who they're going to put in?
Gavin Newsom.
No.
Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is
If Biden's stepping down, which I think they're going to make him, Michelle is going to step up.
She's been indicted along with her husband for the murder of the chef. They're both being charged for first degree murder. And you'll see that in the next few weeks.
What?
Their chef was
up in
Martha's Vineyard when they had this. Their chef was found floating in the sea. Was murdered. The ongoing investigation is implicating the Obamas. So that's why they're kind of quiet, especially of late. They're doing other stuff trying to distract.
You know Michelle Obama's a man, right, Debbie? You know Michelle Obama's a man, right? You know that.
Oh, let's not get into, I don't know if you saw my
I saw his main vein, man. I saw him in a photo with the main vein. It was not Photoshop, because I know Photoshop. That is a man. And those children are rented. They lease them. Those are not their children.
We're running out of time, and we're getting off questions.
That is funny. They're rented.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, do you think Biden has a brain, Debbie?
It's sleeping.
Okay. Somebody's ordering him. Somebody controls him because all he cares about
Obama
is money.
Obama is doing it, and money. But anyway, we're running out of time. We're kind of off subject. We're running out of time.
Do you have a website, Debbie?
Yeah.
So actually, my website was hacked. I would love for you to help me with it. But I am doing a Valentine's on Facebook. You can find it at Deborah Soul. Actually, I think my Facebook is D Good Soul. But if you just go on Deborah Soul on Facebook, you'll see I'm doing a February Honor Thyself and Love Thyself, which is a great thing to do on Valentine's Day. The best gift you can give yourself. I'm doing a workshop on that.
Okay. Excellent.
It was great talking to you guys. I got a little...
We both have inside.
Yeah.
You ever want to come
and
back?
Don't forget the name of your book and where they get it. Don't forget
that.
Okay,
so the name of my book is Healing by Soul, A Journey to Joy, and it's on Amazon.
Okay.
And it's a really good informative read, and quick, and easy, and informative. You'll learn a lot.
You'll come back?
I will definitely come back.
And, you know, bring the family. They can all discuss stuff.
Oh, my brother would love that. Gail doesn't really like to talk politics, but my brother,
oh my God.
And he's on your side. He's on your side.
Your nephew can pump his show. Never know who hears it. Maybe he'll find somebody to give him $40 million.
I don't know if you want to hear his politics so much, but definitely.
He's the opposite of me.
It doesn't matter. We go on all sides. Yeah, we have all sides. We have
I will definitely tell them, and I will definitely love to have like a whole family thing going on with you guys. That'd be very nice.
I think your nephew is a big-hearted man and a really good man.
He really is. You know what? But all my nieces and nephews and my kids. It's a great family.
Good people.
It comes from good stock.
It does. Mom and Dad did good.
Yes, they did.
You're Bubby. Remember Bubby? Bubby. All the way up. Hi, Bubby.
So Bubby now is BB, great Bubby, and I am Bubby, and Gail is Bubby. But
Bubby.
Now she's
mother,
great Bubby.
Her mother, she was a grandstand lady.
Yes.
She was.
Absolutely, yes. And I remember your parents, and I love them. So.
Yeah, they're gone. Everybody's gone.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about them. Okay.
Okay.
So, okay.
Okay.
I've done my best. Happy New Year to
everybody. I definitely will, Scarlett. Nice talking to you. This has been very interesting, and maybe next time we'll talk about healing a little bit more, but it was all good. And if you guys want sessions, just let me know.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Anyway, that was Deborah Soul, and she'll be coming back on again in the future. And we're down to 5 minutes and change. And we have people in the chat room. We want to thank them with their statements, but mostly not political. Yeah, but most of them are political, so I left it out.
I have to put my little stickle in.
And then got Mark, and I thank Mark for coming.
You think she's providing? I don't know.
Anyway, we're down to 5 minutes.
Tell him everybody I'll be back on Wednesday. And everybody should call in at 515-602-9657. If you have any questions about the previous show, God bless America. God bless Israel. God bless everyone. And I'll be back Wednesday. Bye.
I'd like to thank everybody in the chat room, everybody. Mark, I cut you down because we needed time to talk about different subjects, Rod, because it's different than the political stuff, and we want to make sure that we didn't get too far off track. Anyway, I want to thank everybody, Jay Clark's novelty, and whoever else was on, and I want to thank Deborah, and we'll see you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, the call number is 515-602-9657. Thank you again, and have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I have today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. See you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m.